Riverside Locker Room Chat, here we go. Tonight on KNZA, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCOM. Please be joined now by the Cyclones girls basketball coach. That is Craig Burns. And, Coach, we've certainly had a busy week for you guys since we last spoke a week ago. Let's go back to the game on Friday at Jefferson County North, a league tilt there. You guys get a big win, 57-32. So what'd you like in that game on Friday night?
Defense. The girls really locked in on defense. They was contesting shots, jumping to the ball, getting into the path of the tethers, and rebounding. We sometimes have problems rebounding, so they did a good job all the way around. I was real pleased with that game.
This is a real busy stretch for you guys as we're coming down this, you know, final 2 weeks of the regular season. So we just touched up on that game Friday at Jefferson County North. So you play Centralia, a top-tier flight team in 1A on Monday night. You know, Centralia getting a win there, and then you had to turn right around, get back at home to take on Valley Falls last night, which you guys bounced back 66-47 there. You still got a game tomorrow night against Horton, which is a makeup game, and then Friday you're on the road at Troy. This is a busy stretch for you guys as you come down the home stretch here in the regular season.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, you try to manage the players, their legs, and, you know, their health. You know, we have one that's out sick, but she hopefully will be back today. And, but, you know, playing all these games at this time, you just worry about their physical bodies, their legs, and sore muscles and things of that nature. So we're trying to manage that, but you got to go play, and you got to try to win the game. So we'll have to go with whoever's healthy and whoever can give us what they can give us and see how it turns out.
You know, I like to ask coaches around this time of the year, you know, in regards to sub-state and where you guys might be sitting in the standings and all that. Are you one that likes to take a peek, you know, from time to time at sub-state? I've had other coaches say, I don't even pay attention to it till the bracket comes out. I mean, where do you sit on where we are at the point of the season and just in regards to sub-state and where you guys might end up?
Yeah, I always kind of like take a peek just to see, you know, where other teams are sitting at, what the records look like, and just kind of keep a little bit of a track on what's going on. As the season gets down to the end and you get closer to sub-state, at least I do, then, you know, you really start kind of locking in on, okay, who you might play and try to get some film and videos on those opponents. But yeah, I'm kind of looking out. You know, we have a lot of teams that are kind of bunched up in the after the first two, which is, you know, Silver Lake and Hiawatha, which those teams sound
right.
they're playing great, man. They're playing some good ball. So, and other teams are playing good ball, but we're just all piled up with,
yeah,
where one loss could knock you way out, you know, knock you way down, and a win could jump you up. So every win is crucial, but, you know, you still got to go play, and wherever you land, you got to take the best and do what you can do.
All right, Coach, real quick. So, busy stretch, two more games this week. Tomorrow night, you get a makeup game against Horton, and then Friday, you're on the road at Troy. We'll have those Troy games on KNZA. What are you hoping to see these next couple of nights and back-to-back games against two league opponents?
Hopefully, maintain our energy and our focus. Playing all these games, you know, sometimes you just kind of, you don't think you're not really focusing. You think you're locked in, but there's times where you know, that mind plays a trick on you, you know, and you think you're tired, but you still got something left. So that's what we're going to have to be dealing with, playing Horton and Troy, two really tough teams. We're going to have to really, keep pushing and keep working hard to try to pull out these victories against these two tough teams.
Riverside girls basketball coach, that is Craig Burns, joining us again Friday, Monday, Tuesday. Fortunate they get today off, but then tomorrow and Friday they are right back to it. Horton, a makeup game tomorrow night, and then at Troy on Friday. Games at Troy Friday we'll have on at KNCA. Coach, we always appreciate you for your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, I appreciate it. Appreciate what you guys do for Northeast Kansas sports, and may God bless.